Man, this is going to be fun. Have you heard this new song? You ain't gotta die to be dead to me. If anyone has ever inconvenienced you, you're going to get to call them out. Vicky, have you ever heard... Vicky, that hook you just heard, have you ever heard that song by Caitlin Butts? It's new.
No, but it sounds like something I would like to hear.
Yeah, so it's called You Don't Have to Be Dead to Be Dead to Me. And what it is basically like all these people that have scorned her or have been scorned. And what she does at her concerts, she's actually lets her listeners or her fans DM her or message her all these things, and then she'll read them out before she plays a song. So there are other ones that she'd read out, and she'd be like, oh, this person cheated on me with a 19-year-old from a gas station, and all these things that, like, hey, you don't have to die to be dead to me. So, like, so I thought we'd have some fun with it and do a little round of You Ain't Gotta Die to Be Dead to Me. So if there's one little thing that you're like, you know what? You bothered me. I'm done with you. I'm over it. It could be something totally not serious. It could just be something that annoyed you. 312-946-4995. Like, I think my wife would say, you don't have to be dead, but you are dead to me right now. When I leave my washcloth after I use it, I hang it over the top of the shower, and then I forget it there. And she's like, don't leave your dirty washcloth on the shower. Like, put it in the hamper. And I always forget, and I do. So I think at that point is when she would look at me and say, you ain't gotta die to be dead to me. You get it?
He and my husband, like, all the time as a joke, I'm like, I will divorce you. And
right, that's exactly this, along the same lines, right?
He works commercial heating and air conditioning, so he always gets, like, a lot of, you know, injuries on his arms and stuff. And I just got a new white comforter, and I told him if he bleeded on it, I would divorce him.
And he bled on your white comforter?
He has before. He hasn't this one yet. But yeah, because in his sleep, because he's got all these injuries on his, you know, like, he'll scrape them when he's working.
Right. That's a really funny, like, wear a Band-Aid, bro. Right?
Right. You ain't gotta die to
be dead to me. That's a great one. Awesome. So I'm going to let you take over now. So what is the small thing that someone did that, you know what, you're dead to me now? Maybe they ate your leftovers that you were waiting to eat when you got home. You're looking forward to it all day, and you're like, nope, now you're dead to me. Welcome to Scotty K Show. We are playing a little game of... You ain't gotta die to be dead to me. Morgan, you heard, we're doing it. Caitlin Butts has this song that says, you ain't gotta die to be dead to me. What did someone do that they're dead to you now?
My coworker drank my energy drink that I had been waiting for when I went into work.
No! You ain't
gotta die to be dead. He had all the energy. He was happy.
I do think that should be an arrestable offense. If you have an energy drink you're waiting to drink, or like a 5-hour energy sitting there, you're ready to go, and you're like, I know I'm gonna need this boost, and someone drank it, you go straight to jail.
Oh, we definitely had a little tension for a little bit.
Yeah, I bet.
We're all good. He's one of my best friends, but oh, we
doesn't were not sound like it. Better out of a case waiting for you. Thank you for calling. That was perfect. All right, Ashley, why is someone dead to you?
I bought something expensive for somebody, a TV, and it took them a year to pay me back when they said they would only take a month. So it was all this interest fees, and so he might not be dead, but he's dead to me. You ain't gotta die
to be dead to me. Well said. I hope you got your money back. Thank you for calling. All right, Sean, why is someone dead to you?
You talk about my kids, you're dead to me.
Talk about my kid. Did somebody do that?
My aunt talked about my kids, and she's dead to me. She talked to us about
say?
My son. Well, you know, he's autistic, so...
Gotcha.
She was talking about him being, you know, on the spectrum scale. And that was the last
dude
last
I'm talk. With you. I have a like a, and I work with Autism Speaks a lot, and I have a special place in my heart for the autism community and how misunderstood they are. And so I'm with you. She's dead to me too, my friend. You ain't gotta
yes, die sir. To be dead to
me. You dead lady. Sorry, that got aggressive. All right, Catherine, who's dead to you and why?
So the baby daddy, when I come home late at night from work and I have a toddler in the house and she loves her Minnie Mouse toy that she's fully potty trained, but when I come home and he hasn't emptied it.
Oh, the full potty. Yeah, can't come home from full day of work and have to clean poop. Nope. You ain't gotta die to be dead to me. Awesome, great one. Thank you so much. All right, Scott, wrap this up for me. Who's dead to you and why?
My ex-wife.
And what'd she do?
43 years. Left me for a 76-year-old man. He promised her his house and all the money he'd saved up. And we got divorced, and she moved in with him. And a month later, he threw her to the curb. She wanted to come back home. I told her, no, you're dead to me. You ain't gotta die to be
dead to me. That is one.
There you go.
That is definitely one. Awesome. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Damn. Up for a road trip to...